Alright, so Dr. Rochelle Lee, hoe gaan het met jou?
Goed, dankjewel, Max.
Rustig man, ons kan niet klaar nie. Ons gaan maar aan, right? Ons gaan maar aan.
Ons gaan aan, ons hou koop oor water.
Ja nee, ons moet maar sterk wees. Luister, so jy is deel van die frontline. Jy werk met positieve mense in jou lewe en dis jou werk elke dag. En ek sien, daar is so baie dames wat nou swanger is en ek dink die grootste vraag, what happens when a child contracts COVID-19 and would their immune system react the same way as an elderly person or are they just, you know, more stronger to fight the virus? Hoe werk dit?
Okay, so Mark, wat ek gedoen het is, ons sien redelijk baie, of ons het al kinders gesien wat positief getoets het. Ek het persoonlijk alle kind gesien so wat positief is. En ek het, ons het net bietjie gaan oplees, ek het bietjie met die pediater gesels en wat ons geagter gekom het is, die meeste van die kinders wat in ons gemeenskappe is, het nie die comorbiditeite soos hoë bloeddruk en die diabetes, en die wat kroniese longsiektes en kanker en so aan het, wat ons gewoonlik maar, of wat ons baie keer in die volwassenes kry. En dit klink vir my, in die studies wat nou gedoen is, dat dit is eintlik wat hulle beskerm, is hulle het nie die selfde immuunreaksie teenoor die virus soos wat groot mense het nie. So, basis kry hulle maar net bietjie koers. Jy sal sien die kind hardloop daar rond en speel en so, en dan denk jy, oi, ek kan nie eers denk die kind is siek nie. En hulle reaksie is eintlik maar net die van 'n inflammasie. So, hulle kry nie wat hulle noem, ek denk, baie mense het al gelees, hierdie inflammatory cascade waarvan hulle praat.
Ja.
Ons sien nie sommer dit in die kinders nie. So, ek het bietjie gaan oplees ook om seker te maak, jy weet, dat ons kinders beskerm. Ek het self een kind waarna ek huis toe gaan elke aand, so ons allemaal raak bekommer daar. En die World Health Organization het ook gesê, jy weet, dat is relatively few cases van kinders met COVID-19 en as hulle dit kry, hulle net een bietjie van een snotneus, jy weet, hulle het lyk soos 'n gewone verkoud.
Ja, nou, jy kry mense wat nou, obviously, by die huis isolate, wat nou positief is. What type of medication would you recommend? And is there medication that actually exists that can prevent, you know, one from catching the virus in a manier? Ek weet nie.
Okay, so op hierdie stadium is daar nie enige iets wat ons nou kan sê. Weet jy wat, gebruik dit, that's your go-to medication and you'll be okay. So wat ek doen van my kant af, is sodra ons een patiëntie positief diagnoseer, hulle is veilig genoeg om huis toe te gaan, stabiel genoeg, skryf ons hulle bietjie vitamine C en bietjie vitamine D, as ook sink. Ons het agtergekom, die spesialiste skryf bietjie sink voor, as ons vermoed daar's 'n sekondêre bakteriële infeksie, dit 'n longontsteking deur een of ander atypiese bakterie, dan gee ons hulle antibiotika daarby. En dan vir die koers en die lyfseer en so gewone plain old Panado. Elke 6 ure. Eers die patiënte kom terug en hulle sê hulle voel baie beter daarvan. Op hierdie stadium is daar nie regtig antivirale middel in Suid-Afrika wat ons kan sê. Byvoorbeeld met die varkgriep het ons Tamiflu en jy gee Tamiflu en jy is 100%. Maar ons het nie nou een antiviral wat ons vir die patiënte kan gee in Suid-Afrika wat kan sê, dit gaan werk nie.
Nou ek ja. Sorry.
So in terme van jou vraag met, is daar ietsie om dit te voorkom?
Ja.
Op hierdie stadium is daar geen profilaktiese medikasie of therapie beskikbaar nie. Al wat ons nou kan doen is om te sê, weet jy wat, kry jou griep in spuiting. Kry griep in spuiting dat ons kan keer dat jy nie een influenza A of een varkgriep of hoe ook al kry nie. Dit is eintlik maar al wat ons kan sê. Vir die rest is dit maar jou preventative measures om nie die virus te kry nie. Prevention is better than cure, is maar jou masker en jou handen skoon maak en so.
Luister Doc, voor ek jy laat gaan, ek weet van 'n maatskappy wat nou toegemaak het en net omdat een persoon positief getoets het en ek en die eienaar het bietjie koppe gestamp just because, you know, he decided to shut down and clearly does not understand how the virus, you know, spreads. So briefly, please explain, how does it exactly work when one comes across a positive person And is there any need to close the company or the whole company?
Okay, so, Mac, I've had a few questions relating to this. So, I read up a little bit. I spoke to our infection prevention control sister here at the hospital as well. Not automatically. So the closure of the business actually depends on the number of employees that tested positive and the exposure to the others in the business. So let's say there's a positive case. The employer then notifies the Department of Health or the Department of Labor. They then assess the situation and then they can decide if there are a lot of positive cases in the hospital. In the business.
Yeah.
The business does not necessarily have to close. But if it's a lot of exposure, the rate of exposure, it can be the decision of the department to close the business, or it can be the decision of the employer to temporarily close the business. But what we say, seeing as we get a lot of patients coming in saying, we had positive contact at work. We need to test. We need to make sure. So what my question usually is, if an employee tests positive, all the other employees should be interviewed, their level of exposure assessed. So if the employee has been in close contact, say, less than 1.5 meters for more than 15 minutes, and they display symptoms according to the NICD criteria, in other words, fever, coughing, shortness of breath, sore throat, the employee should be tested. If they were in close contact and there was no mask, or we call it PPE, protective equipment, so if no cloth mask were worn, the employee should then be sent home for 14 days to self-isolate,
mm-hmm.
that specific employee, to self-isolate and then monitor their symptoms. And if they show symptoms, they should be tested. But if an employee was in close contact with a positive employee, was wearing adequate equipment, other words, cloth mask, and were, you know, hand hygiene is in place, everybody sanitizes their hands, then they really can continue working and they just need to monitor their symptoms for the next 14 days. In other words, testing in the morning, testing the fever in the evening, and the moment they have symptoms, they have to get tested. So it's not necessary to close an entire business. If one employee tests positive, for instance, on the third floor, I think if the third floor employee tests positive and there were five or six people in close contact with that employee, they can be monitored, they can be assessed, tested if they need to, and then those people can then go and self-isolate. But to close an entire business economically and financially at this stage, I think we need to make very careful decisions as well.
Luister, Dr. Lee, baie dankie dat jy tyd gemaak het. Ek waardeer dit baie en thank you for sharing all the facts. You actually helped out a lot of South Africans. Any last words maybe to the rising numbers?
So with regards to the rising numbers, we are seeing a lot of positive patients now going to hospital. We are seeing a lot of patients that are actually sick, test positive, but they present late at hospitals for management. So my last words would be, if I had to go back and I read up on the Spanish flu pandemic in 1980, the basic principles was wear a cloth mask, keep your hands clean, sanitize, and you know, basic principles. And with the rising numbers, my last word would be, we here at our hospital and all the patients we see, we are still pressing on those basic principles. Wear a cloth mask, basic hand hygiene. Whenever you touch something, just clean your hands. Remember when you go to the grocery store and you touch the key, the box with the key, please make sure you just clean your hands because you don't know if someone coughed on that box. So just make sure your hands are clean.